Hello, book lovers. Welcome back to Roseanne Reads Podcast. I'm Sophia.
I'm Haley.
All right. Today, we're going to wrap up our A Court of Thorns and Roses series. But before we get into that, let's whine about it.
Ugh, I love whining about it. It just like starts this off so fun.
Yes. Cheers.
Cheers. Yay. We got all Snoop Dogg Rosé. I love it.
19 Crimes. Mm-hmm. Did you know there's like an app where you can put – is that what it is?
It's this – yeah, the little QR code here. I've heard about that.
And it like talks to you or something. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Which is kind of weird. I know. Maybe we'll take a look at it. All Snoopy Snoop.
Take a gander of it.
Yeah. What are you whining about this week?
Mine are pretty trivial. Just I have my pets. I love my pets, but I hate the hair. The hair is everywhere. I have two dogs, two cats, and I feel like I'm going to die with a vacuum in my hand because I am always vacuuming.
I feel you so much on this because Pepper leaves her hair everywhere and it's always on me. Mm-hmm. I have to constantly do a lint roller.
Constantly.
And I am over it. Yep. I told Scott when my dog's 9 and when she passes, bless her heart, love her, and I will be just devastated.
Right, of course.
But I will not get another dog that sheds.
No, like, me neither.
I love them and they're great, but it's like, same. I'm over it. I'm over it.
So we've got Charlie who's white. So we have white hair everywhere. And then Mario is a German Shepherd. Yeah. So it's just like, poofs. Big poofs everywhere.
Yeah, and it's all the time.
All the time. I got a Roomba. Doesn't really help. They're not made for pet hair or if you have kids because there's little toys everywhere and it picks it up and then it stops. And I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, that's pointless.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm whining about today.
Yeah, well, I am whining about the fact that I feel like I'm a 70-year-old person.
What?
Because I got the shingles.
Yes, I
do. On my side.
Oh, my God. Are you in so much pain?
A little bit. Like, it's a very, very mild case, guys. But I just, like, I got shingles. I love Bunko. I love Bingo. I love pickleball. Like, I just feel – and I don't work, so I'm basically retired. Like, I'm an old person.
Bless your heart. My mom got shingles, and it was like, I remember it vividly, her just being in so much pain. So I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
That sucks.
It was funny because I didn't know that's what I had. Mm-hmm. I started off, like, you feel like you bumped into, like, a corner of a desk, you know?
Oh.
And then the next day, you know how you're like, oh, my God, I'm sore right there.
Right.
What is that? Well, I looked, and it's like, I don't have a bruise. And so it's just like it's internally so sore and painful. Yeah. You're just like, what the hell is that? What did I do? Ugh. And it's only like located on my side and kind of my lower back right here. Uh-huh. And then I got this like welty thing and I was like, what is going on? And I saw my mom's friend, Henry, who's a nurse. And I was like, hey, Henry, since I got you here, what the hell is this? Well, because I don't have a husband around. Oh, so gosh. I was like, what is this?
Check it out for me.
Yeah. And she goes, are you sore? And I was like, what do you mean? She goes, well, that looks like shingles.
Oh,
I said,
God.
Really? And she goes, yeah, you need to go to the doctor. Like, immediately.
Oh my
gosh. Said, okay. And so I went and
sure enough,
she was like, yep, here's a prescription. And guess what the prescription is, you guys?
What is it?
Herpes meds. It's a strand of herpes. There's all these different types, you know.
Oh, I thought it was connected to the chicken pox.
Which is a strand of herpes.
Stop.
Yes. No joke.
Did not know.
You got
this.
Shingles or chick pox. If you got, you know, the cold sores.
I don't get those.
Oh, I get them so bad. And that's why. Like, mm-hmm. It's also, she was like, are you stressed out? And I was like, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
And she was like, well, usually shingles flares up with stress. Or if you're sick, like if you've had some illness, uh-huh. or whatever, which I haven't. But she was like, are you stressed? I was like, I didn't think I was. She goes, well, your body's telling you differently.
Your body's telling you you are, honey.
So,
wow.
I got the shings.
Oh, poor thing. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I'm here. I'm drinking wine.
You're doing all right.
I'm still okay.
Strutting along. All right. Good deal. Well,
I'm on antibiotics. What? I'm fine.
Oh, okay. Good. Thank God for antibiotics.
Oh, we've said this before, mm-hmm. is that we would have died, like, in childbirth.
Oh, 100%.
I would have just – if it wasn't for antibiotics, I get the weirdest shit.
Modern medicine. Thank
Modern
you.
Modern medicine. I love it.
Love it.
So, yeah.
I wish it was more readily available. Like, we wouldn't have to jump through so many hoops, but that's for another day.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What, my copay to just see the urgent care, $50 copay, $20 for the prescription. which like I have insurance. The fuck am I paying insurance for if I still have to pay 70, 60 bucks?
My insurance is a joke. But anyways, like I said, for
guys,
what for another day.
Yeah. Back to books.
Okay. So today, first off, we're going to start with this nice lady named Bae. Shout out to Bae. She commented on our stuff.
I know. We got our first little commenter.
Yes. She wanted us to discuss the artwork of the A Court and Thorns of Roses series because they each mean something.
Yeah. We'll take turns doing.
Right. Obviously, this first one is the wolf with the arrow through the heart. That's in the very beginning of the book. Feyre kills the wolf.
Yeah.
Done.
And then the second one, A Court of Mist and Fury. Here it is. Isn't it Rhys's form?
Beast form. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. The beast form.
And he's holding the ring from the Weaver's Cottage.
Look at it. Little Easter eggs. So there's that one.
Okay. Court of Wings and Ruin. This, I think, is truth teller whenever Elaine stabs the king.
I mean, that's smart. Right? I don't see anything else in this.
So that's what I'm going with.
And the Court of Frost and Starlight, which we are going to be talking about today. Super excited. I didn't know what it was. Soph said that it was a flower that she saw like in the art gallery, maybe.
I think so, maybe. Or like
it's all about painting and stuff.
Yeah, Feyre's journey of getting her art studio, gallery, whatever you want to call it.
I think it's blue because of the starlight and the frost and stuff. I do. Like even the colors. We didn't really even talk about the colors of why they're the way they are.
Oh. I don't know if there's anything to do with the colors.
Well.
You think there is?
Frost. I don't know.
I like that one. Yeah, because
it's all winter. We're just saying it anyway.
Right.
Who knows?
Yeah, I think it is blue because it's all about like the winter solstice and they're preparing for the holiday or whatnot.
Yeah. That's literally the whole book. So then we have the last one.
A Court of Silver Flames. It's the mask.
Yeah.
From the Dread Trove, which we will get into.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's that. Thank you, Bae. Shout out.
Thanks
that was awesome.
For commenting and listening and tuning in to all of our
We appreciate
podcasts.
It.
We do. We like it. We do this for us because we love books and stuff, but then we also want to just share our love for the books.
With the world.
Yeah.
And with you.
It's fun.
All right. So let's jump in. A Court of Frost and Starlight. I feel like this book is all like prep for A Court of Silver Flames. It's all just like
some people have called it a novella.
It is a novella.
Yeah.
Because it's what, like under 200 pages or right around 200 pages?
Yeah. It's and it's boring.
It's boring.
I'm sorry. I just, after such a war riveting, so much happens in the third book, and then we go to the fourth one, and it's this.
Yeah, they're just kind of, you know, they're doing regular life in this one.
Who the fuck wants to read about regular life? I'm reading to escape regular life.
I kind of enjoyed it. There's
a lot of people loved it. A lot of people loved it.
I really enjoyed it. I mean, I wasn't like super excited about it, but I liked that there's multiple POVs. So we got to like hear like Cassian. We got to hear more of Rhys. We even get to hear a little bit of Nesta, which she's just a whiny POS in this book, but that's...
I can't with Nesta. She's so bad in this book.
Yeah, she's just dealing with a bunch of trauma, man. She's I do not like the fact that like to get her to come to Winter Solstice, Feyre had to bribe her with money.
Yeah,
with her rent money. That pissed me off. I was like, come on, Nesta, you're better than this. But
no, that's what I mean. I have that on my notes too. Is that like Feyre has to pay for Nesta's rent, and which is annoying. Like,
yeah,
I'm sorry, but if you don't want to be a part of this, then I guess just don't be a part of it, which she hasn't been. So,
but we also get to hear like the trouble with the Illyrians. There's obviously some turmoil going on there that Cass and Azriel and Rhys are dealing with.
Yeah, and Rhys goes to see Tamlin.
Love that.
I know, I loved it too.
Twice, right?
Yeah, so he goes to see him twice, and the first time he's just like, you deserve this.
Yeah, he's kind of just all kicking him when he's down.
Yeah, all his shit's in ruin, like the Spring Court. It's destroyed from the war, and he hasn't even made an attempt to rebuild. He's just like, poor Tam Tam.
He's just a little depressed that, you know, his wife-to-be left him for his mortal enemy and
married him and is now high lady and just,
found her mate.
Like all the things.
It wasn't that she just left him. She found her mate.
So. I know. I love it.
Sorry, Tam.
I know.
She's not there.
It's funny because like you go from really liking him to really hating him, to semi getting a redemption arc for helping in the, you know, get
in the war
and get Elaine back. Yeah. Yep. And all the things. He kind of gets the redemption and then he gives some power of life to Rhys. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is kind of like,
he's not bad.
He's not bad, but he's not like the best. And I feel like we need a story, which I think would piss a lot of people off and would be so fun to hear,
but
is like another book with Tamlin and like him finding someone and him like getting a redemption arc. And
I have a theory with that. It's for a Court of Silver Flames. So like there's, we'll just jump to it. You know, Gwen in Silver Flames.
Yeah.
There's a story. She tells her backstory and it's like her mother participated in Calanmai in one of the Southern courts. Ooh. And they don't know who it was. And that's Gwen's father. And I'm like, what if that was Tam Tam and Gwen is
his daughter? That would be cool.
That would be a cool little redemption arc story, right? That would be cool. Right?
Yeah.
And instead of finding love, it's like,
you're finding family.
Get a daughter.
Yeah. So, okay. I like that idea. And I like that storyline because people just forget how awesome Tamlin was, because then he just is pulled into this like,
He gets
shitty person, shitty role a little bit. But anyway, so Rhys goes to see him. Cassian and Nesta, like obviously Nesta's annoying to
everybody.
They're
not doing too hot in this
one. Not doing good at all. And poor Cass is just like trying and trying.
Trying so hard. He gets her that like thoughtful gift and then runs after her.
Which is, okay, also annoying is that, didn't you want to know what that gift was?
Yes, so bad. I thought we were going to know, but we never knew.
We never found out until this book, right?
I think he mentions it. Like it was something to do with music.
Yeah.
Right?
Like a little.
No. It was a little book. It was a tiny, one of the little first books that was ever like.
But about made. Music.
Something.
Maybe. Something like that. I don't know.
The second gift.
It doesn't really like make a impact at all. No. But it's just like you threw the gift in the lake or the ocean, the river. And we never knew what it was. Like, I just, it pissed me off so bad.
Like, I need to know what that gift was.
Yeah. You're just going to throw it in there.
Yep.
So you kind of just get back and forth. Like, you get his, you know, point of view and stuff.
I don't know. I kind of enjoyed this book because I liked hearing about the winter solstice and them all getting gifts and then Lucien showing up and
their snowball fight.
That's my favorite part, I think.
Because Vera's like, where are they?
I liked it.
So cheese.
It is cheese, but can you imagine three grown ass males on a hill behind their little snow
forts? They would love it.
Throwing snowballs. I love it. I'm here for it. I want to be there. I want to be a part of the snowball fight. Throw me. I don't care.
It's cute. I do like Feyre's dress. I feel like
the dress,
like the Starfall dress
that she always wears.
Yeah. And you get to find out.
Oh, this is the one where we find out that Rhys's mother made him.
Mm-hmm.
So cute.
Yeah. So his mother made them and she finds that out. And I feel like that was a really cool scene that you just got to know. And you get some little insight on how they live their life normally.
Yeah. And Elaine is just kind of there, but. I'm so ready for her book, spacey. Honestly. Well, it's just like, okay, and now Elaine is baking again, and then she sees Lucien, and it's awkward, and then that's it.
I know.
And I'm like, okay.
But then even, like, the ending of this book, it was like, okay, winter solstice came and gone. Like,
came and gone.
They did their little gifts, and then they're done.
Well, it's the only other big thing that happens is Rhys is like, I'm going to get you an estate, or he bought the gallery for, and I want you to build a house for you and all our family, which is cool. Wish we could have heard about the building of the house. I'm weird. I want to know how they built the house. I want to know what it looks like, all those things. And then they start to plan for their baby.
Yeah. And then he sends the House of Wind.
House of Wind.
Does he send Nest up there immediately or is that in the beginning?
No, that's in the beginning of the next
so,
one. So we can jump to that.
So yeah, let's just jump to that one. So that's the end of that book.
And that's A Court of Frost and Starlight. Let's just see, what did you rate it overall?
Oh, well, 1.5. I did not like it. Yeah, out of 10, guys. 1.5 out of 10.
You really didn't like it.
No, I thought it was so boring. You could have just like maybe even done without it. Thrown all that little tidbit. I don't know. You just really – you just didn't need it.
You could have like combined it at the end of this one or maybe even the beginning of this one. Even though A Court of Silver Flames is the largest out of all 4 or 5 books, I think it would have just – made it even bigger and we probably would have been like, we didn't need all that.
I just don't think, yes, okay, there's some things to do with Cassian and the war kind of talk a little bit.
Yeah, the turmoil with the Illyrians.
But I feel like you could have just thrown that in the beginning.
Well, like, they do. They talk about like, oh, it's still happening.
It's still happening. Yeah. So you didn't need it.
No.
You didn't need – I mean, it's cool to see the Starfall dress and kind of – I don't know. But even Nesta bitching is all in this one.
We get more of it in this
more. One. So, like, I don't know. It just, to me, I didn't need it. We can rename it, though. I'll Winter Solstice.
Winter Solstice? Winter. Winter. In the Night Court. Winter in Valaris. I don't even think I renamed it. I just gave it a 6.5.
Yeah.
I didn't mind it.
Who would you kill? Did you think about it? Who would you kill?
I'll just, off the top of my head, I'm killing Nesta, because she's just, I don't like the fact that Feyre gave her rent money, and then she just was like, okay, thanks for the money, and bounced. Not cool. Very tacky. T-A-C-K-Y.
Tacky, tacky, tacky. I'm killing off Cassian.
No! How dare you? What?
Yeah, I'm killing him off. Bye.
Oh.
I know. I don't know.
I don't like that at all.
It would stir some shit up.
Yeah, but then Nesta would never have her mate. It would make the book better.
She'll find someone else.
Why don't we kill off Azrael if we're going to kill off one of the bad boys? He hasn't done much.
I know. He's annoying too. I don't like anybody that just kind of just sits there.
I know. We need his book and Elaine's book and Lucien's book. I need all of those stories tied up in a nice pretty bow.
Yeah, which I think is coming for sure. So, yeah. So this last book. So it starts off with Nesta going up to the House of Wind. And I love the fact that it's magical.
The house is magical. Yes. And it like becomes her best friend.
Yes.
So cute.
And it helps her. And
because that's all she wished for. She was lonely and just wished she had a friend. And the house answered.
Yes. The house was like, here, I'll be your friend. Yeah. Let me give you books and the fire, keep you warm. And like, I don't know.
Give you spicy books.
Yeah.
Also, this is the spiciest book out of all five. What did you think of the spice level?
Oh, 10 out of 10. It was freaking spice.
Yeah.
He's like the whole time there the first sex scene I was like, what? Whoa,
when she goes down on him.
Yes.
Oh my god, I was reading that in my living room and my child like walked in. I was like, just slammed the book. He doesn't know how to read, but I was just, it was a lot.
Yeah,
it was a lot.
I remember reading it one time and I was like, I don't need to be reading
this. Yeah, I was like, what am I reading?
Yeah. So, and every sex scene was like that. Oh, it was filthy.
Very filthy, sexy stuff.
Yeah.
So, which, I mean, it makes sense for Nesta and Cassian, who they are. They'd be like, you know, dirty sexy.
I know. Dirty sexy.
Naughty.
Filthy.
Oh, man.
I'm cracking up right now. That's so funny. Well, so yeah, they definitely have, but it's funny is that, yeah, okay, they have these raunchy little sex scenes, but then she's still so bitter and she's like, I hate him. And
yeah,
but she, I think, is really starting to fall for him, which,
she 100%. Yeah. But I mean, it takes like 300 pages before we get even their first kiss. And during that whole time, she's just trying to walk downstairs. She's fighting the fact that she has to train. She won't train in the Illyrian camp. And she just keeps wanting to walk down those stairs to get her some wine. Which I feel for you, girl, with that. I was like,
every time I do the Stairmaster thing at the gym, I'm just like, I am Nesta. And I can't, and I only do a
you
little
do
bit.
Not yield.
You know, there's like a bunion. You do not yield. That's funny. You know, there's like a challenge, like the Nesta challenge for the Stairmaster.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. 10,000 steps.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do it.
No, I go for like 10 minutes and I'm like, oh my God.
I haven't even attempted it.
It's really hard.
I hate stairs.
It's hard.
I hate stairs.
Me too.
I'm so mad I have stairs in my house.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Well, so now every time you climb them, you just be like, I am Nesta.
I am Nesta. I do not yield.
I do not yield.
Okay. Why do I want to try this challenge and kill myself with it?
Oh, you'll have an ass then.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. You'd be ripped. So. Yeah, I don't really know. I don't have a whole lot, even though this book is so big, and yes, it has lots of shit going on with it. All my notes are like, they're fighting and training the whole time.
Okay, yes, they're fighting and training, but she also makes like some new friends, Gwen and Emery, which I'm very happy with. Those are like authentic friendships that she made herself without her sister's help. I was there for that. I like Gwen. I like Emery.
Same.
I really liked Emery, how she's Illyrian and her father like died in the war and she took over a shop and she's got like cousins and stuff saying like, you're a woman, you can't have this shop. And she's like, no, bitch, it's mine. Please leave.
Yeah. And she stands up for herself. Yeah.
And it makes me sad. Her wings were clipped, so she can't like fly.
No. No, all her little story is sad and it's rough. And what I like about them training, though, is that they want to better themselves.
Yes.
And they don't want to be weak. And yes. I feel like from a woman's point of view,
it's empowering.
And you can relate and you can go, yeah, I don't want to be weak.
Right.
And
well, they all have their own kind of traumas.
Yes.
Past traumas, and they're all working past them. And Nesta's afraid, like, they're not going to accept her. Mm-hmm. But they're all just like, you know, we're friends. We're here together. We understand you had problems, but
so do we.
We're still your friends.
We're still here. And right. I think that's what a good friendship is.
It is. And it's just really special. So I liked that part of it.
Well, I do too. I'm just saying there's so much training. That's all they're doing.
A lot of training. Well, they talk about the Valkyries.
Yeah.
Which I like how Moss, Sarah, whatever you want to call her, the author, threw in like the Valkyries, the lady fighters, the warriors. They're cool.
Well, and that's what they're like striving to be.
Yeah.
So
did you notice how part 1, 2, and 3 are like, I wrote it down. Novice, Blade, and Valkyrie.
No.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever noticed that.
Yes. So that is her. That's what you have to go through to become a Valkyrie. You're a novice and then you're in the blade training. And then once you do all the things, you cut the ribbon, you're a Valkyrie.
Boom. Okay. I like it.
It was just a little tidbit. I thought it was cute.
And then there's the – okay. Explain to me because you're just – I feel like have so much information about the mask and the harp and the crown and the fourth object.
Okay.
Because that's what this whole book is.
So this – these are important made objects by the cauldron. They were supposedly lost a long time ago, but the mask – if you wear the mask, you can like raise the dead and they will go and like fight for you. The crown, you can have others do your bidding. And then the harp, yes, the harp will open any door.
Physical or otherwise.
Physical or otherwise, yes. And so these three objects, the dread trove is what they call them, are very important. Nesta has to find them because she's also made like calls to like, all that stuff. But if you haven't read Crescent City yet, just remember those three objects for when you read Crescent City.
Okay.
It's a lot of Easter eggs.
I'm going to start here pretty soon. So I'm pumped.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So excited for
and
you.
And obviously, Sarah J. Maas connects everything.
You also get a little bit of their history in this. It's mentioned very like briefly. Cassian's talking about when they go to the prison. When they go to the prison, Cassian talks about how it used to be a Eighth Court, the Dust Court, and nobody knows really what happened or why it turned into the prison or how these like magical creatures got there. And he mentions that there used to be a High King and Queen, Thea and Fionn, and they just disappeared, but the Dust Court was her court. And just kind of remember that stuff when you read Crescent City. There's a lot of Easter eggs I didn't really like realize that before I read it.
Well, of course not. You're just taking this series as what is what it is.
Exactly.
And so when Throne of Glass, when I was reading it and like there's a part that intertwines maybe with this.
Yes,
and
it's in this one.
Yeah.
And I had to look it up.
I was like, oh my God. Well, you told me about it. And then I was like, oh, there it is. That's the scene. And so it's just, I don't know. I really like how she does that. And then obviously rumor has it, she is going to connect all of these. Well, hopefully.
Oh, she did. Yes.
Wait, she already did? Is it in Crescent City?
Yes.
Shut up.
Yes. That's why I'm like, I can't say too much. I don't want to do spoilers.
I know.
I know a lot of people have read like ACOTAR, but they're not finished with Throne of Glass or they haven't started Crescent City.
Yeah.
Because Crescent City is a whole different ballgame.
Yes.
A lot of information thrown at you at once. But just remember, if you're wanting to read those books, Silver Flames is very important to read before you read Crescent City.
I just think that you need to start with this series first 100%. In general. I think you need to start with this one, Throne of Glass, and then Crescent City. Like, that's just the order you need to do it.
Period. Just,
that is what it is.
That is what we think.
You're going to be lost. Not lost, but I just feel like this is such a good starter series, and it introduces the Fae, and
it really
introduces
is.
So much stuff.
Right. Well, this one, it has it all. It has romance. It has action. It's not too fantasy because Throne of Glass is very much a fantasy series. There's literally only like two sexy parts in the whole thing. You're not reading that for smut. You're reading it for the world building and the character development.
Yeah, which is so funny because I didn't know that. And I was like on the third book and I was like, where the fuck is all the smut?
Well, you know, she wrote the first two of those when she was in high school.
I know.
Which is crazy to me.
Yeah. It's no, it's nuts. And I just was like, wait, because I was so used to this. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait.
Where there's like sex every couple chapters.
Yeah. I was like, what's going on? But not that I need it. I love Throne of Glass.
No, it's fine. I loved Throne of Glass. Like, I was totally okay with it.
Right.
So, what else is in here? Okay. I have a lot written down.
No, that's all my notes.
yeah, she's really just training and going for the mask, the harp, and the crown, trying to get them from the Death Lord Koschei, which I think he is something that's going to come back. The Death Lord Koschei, who's the Lord over Vasa, the Fire Queen, whatever. Yep. So I think we're going to hear more from him. And then basically the end of it is when Nesta, Gwyn, and Emery get put into the blood rite, the Illyrian blood rite.
Oh my God. I was like, okay.
That's when it really got good for me. I was like, damn. I did not see that coming. They have a little sleepover, and then these assholes steal them and put them in the blood rite.
I know. And then they can't go and save them, which is insane.
No,
and,
I know.
Okay, so Rhys won it. They've all won it, right?
Rhys, Cassian, and Asriel, when they were thrown in the blood rite, they put them in three different spots, just like they do Gwyn, Emery, and Nesta.
They split them up,
but they find each other. Rhys, Az, and Cassian do, and they make it to the top of Ramiel. If you make it to the top, then you're like the elite of the Illyrians. And so then the Illyrians were like, well, shit, we can't do anything about that. They're the best.
They're the best.
And nobody had done it in like years. Only a handful had even made it to the mountain. Because you get thrown in there, no magic, no wings, no blades of any sort. Mm-mm. And you're expected to kill your way to the mountain and survive.
Yeah. Which I think would be so intense. There's no way I would survive. I don't survive anything. Look at me.
I would hide in a tree. I would find me the tallest tree I could find that was near water and hide in a tree.
Until it's over.
Probably starve myself, but at least I'd be near water. So
yeah, so you just have a little sip, go back up the tree
and not just stay there. And if I survive, then hey, at least I might be a grunt of the Illyrians, but I'm alive.
Yes.
I'll take it any day.
No shit. And so, okay, there's three of them.
Yes.
Well, no, I'm trying to remember because honestly, I didn't reread this. And just for other people that are just getting like a little snippet of it, the three girls,
yes,
only two of them make it, right? Or all three?
Well, see, Emery and Gwyn make it to the top of Ramiel. Nesta is holding the line so that nobody gets past it. And then that's when the queen, Briallen, shows up and they have a little battle. And it's been a while since she saves
her two friends. Yeah, and she's like, make it up
because Emery's like leg is broke or something. Yes. And so they make it up. They're actually the elite. Because at the top of Ramiel, there's some kind of portal
once you make it, you're safe and you can go like home.
Yeah. Basically. It takes you somewhere else.
You're done.
And, I don't think Nesta actually made it up to the top. I think she almost dies and then Cassian comes in and takes her away. I could be wrong with that. Ooh, I should have checked it
too, because I remember like a whole bit of – because the guy that's like following her and wants to kill her the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Emery's cousin.
Yeah.
He's under control.
Put them in there to begin with.
Briallen's – well, that was a big twist. I didn't see that coming either, that Briallen was like controlling all of this and she was the one that – puts them all in there to kill them, basically.
Mm-hmm.
To kill Nesta to get the dread trove. Doesn't work, though.
No, because she's a badass.
Mm-hmm. At this point, Nesta is a badass.
Yeah,
she makes it down her steps. She does make it down her steps. And where does she go when she makes it down her steps? She goes straight to Feyre and tells her that she's not going to survive childbirth.
Yeah.
That was intense, too.
I didn't like that. It was like...
What didn't you like? This is a whole thing. People didn't like the whole like childbirth thing and that she was pregnant during this book.
Yeah. Well, okay. I didn't like it either. And it's because I was so obsessed with Rhys and
Feyre
in their story and stuff. And I understand like man and wife have a baby.
Right.
But like I just didn't. It happened so fast. He was like, yeah, we can have a baby. And then it's like, boom. Okay, done. When it's supposed to take – a super, super long time to get pregnant.
Yes, yes, I agree with that. I think I have a theory, though, because she was human before. I feel like that's why she was able to get pregnant so fast.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's why, but that's how I justify it.
And then it's like, we didn't get any of their story, which it's not their story. So, like, I understand it, but I just was like,
we just get Reese being all protective and putting a huge shield around
her. And I didn't like it.
I kind of liked it. I didn't like it at the time. Him.
I was like, this sucks when I was so in love with you. And now you're like, being shitty, you don't tell her that she's like she's gonna die.
Yeah,
which he's gonna die too.
Not a fan of that. That was stupid of them to make that agreement before she had babies. It's like people die in childbirth all the time.
All the time.
Especially in this world.
Yeah. And so and then Nesta just blurting it out and coming down there and it was like, who are you?
Well,
what the fuck?
I mean, honestly.
Well, I mean, she needed to know it. Like, I understand, like, you need to know it and thank God somebody told you, but like,
and she was, I mean, I'm sure Pharaoh was pissed and just like laid into Reese for it. I hope she did at least.
Yeah. I understand all of it and like why she did it.
I didn't hate it so much.
I just didn't really care for it. And I didn't, these two books are not my favorite.
They're not my favorite either. I like, you know, 1 through 3 more, but I get it. And I think this book was needed for her other series. I think it was like she puts a bunch of information in there that when you catch it and you're reading other series,
you're like, oh, okay. That was needed. Mm-hmm. And so that's probably exactly how I'll feel when I read Crescent City. And then I go back and I'm like,
You like it.
Now I love it.
Yeah. Oh, so the last time I listened to this, it was around like the holidays. I listened to the dramatized version.
Oh my God. Was it crazy?
Cassian's voice is super deep and it's fine. But like his inner thoughts are really kind of like, I don't know, just nice, you know, he's very kind of a nice guy, but then his voice is like this and it's funny.
I know. I haven't listened to them yet. Like I've only read them and I just don't know if I can.
I don't suggest the dramatized version. I thought I would like it, but then I was like, it's just cheesier. So I like, even though in the original, it's a girl playing all the voices. I don't know.
So then for a person like I haven't read Crescent City yet, would you recommend me reading it or listening to Crescent City?
I always read before I listen. So I'm going to suggest you read it and then listen. But you could do it either way. Just listening to it, I feel like you're going to be like, what the hell is that? What is that? What is that? But you also have me, so I can.
Yeah, I know. Every time I'm like, wait, what's going on?
Yeah.
So, okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. Good to know. Uh-huh. And okay. So wait. So back to the book though, is we get done with the blood rite.
Right.
And
then Feyre's in labor.
Feyre's in labor. She births a little boy.
Well, after Nesta Nesta has to save her.
Yeah.
Because of the wings and stuff. And she uses the harp, the crown, and the
Yeah. She puts them all together.
She uses them all. She like goes through time with the harp and stops everything and then talks to the mother and the cauldron, gives her power back to save her sister and also makes their hips able to birth Illyrian wings and then everybody's saved and Nyx is born. Congratulations. We have a baby.
We have a baby. And then it's like he grows like super fast.
No, it's still a baby.
Really? Because all like the fan art and stuff, he's like 2.
Well, that's because people are just trying to be like,
really?
This is what the baby will look like.
Yeah.
He is an infant in this story. And they don't grow very fast. Remember in the first one, Alice's nephews, they won't be full grown until they're like 75.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Good to know.
A little tidbit. I was like, because I think that's probably important. I feel like I know too much about this series. I'm a little too obsessed.
You are. But it's fine. You are throwing out information people probably don't know.
Yeah, this one, there's just lots of Easter eggs. And then at the Starfall, that's when we connect this one to Throne of Glass. We can mention that.
Yes, I just read that and I loved it. So when, what's her name? Selena Sardathian.
Yes. So, I don't know how to say it because we're going to go through Throne of Glass eventually. People read Throne of Glass.
I was like, I don't even want to spoil that.
I don't want to spoil it.
That's such a spoiler.
We will talk about it
because
when we go through Throne of Glass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really don't want to spoil Throne of Glass because
it's so good.
I am so happy that you and Caitlin didn't spoil that for me because when the shit happened in that book, I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
Honestly, I enjoyed that series more than I enjoyed this one.
Absolutely.
It's so good. It's just so good. But I still love this one.
Oh, me too. Yeah, me too.
They're all great.
And even though, like, I'm talking shit about these last two books,
we still enjoy them.
I still enjoyed it. And I read it and I loved it. And after the end, I was like, okay, that was good. That Blood Rite was awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, there's shit that happens in it that is so good. And for a person that's starting out in a fantasy series and smutty kind of thing,
right.
I definitely highly always recommend this book.
Yes. This friend, series first.
My friend Jen, sure. who I'm leaving to Arizona tomorrow, and I was like, hey, she's a big reader too. And I was like, are you reading anything new? Like, I'm downloading stuff on my Kindle, blah, blah, blah. And we were talking books. And she goes, oh, I'm actually starting the ACOTAR series. Oh, have you read it?
Yes.
And I was like,
Have I read it?
You better just prepare because I am about to unload on you.
Oh, my gosh. So. Yay. My mom just started. And she's like, I haven't got past chapter 3. And I'm like, well, it gets good in chapter 4. So keep going.
Keep going. So.
Yay.
I know. I highly recommend this book. Everybody should be recommending it. It's awesome. Super, super fun. And it's been so much fun to do the podcast on it.
I love it. This has been so much fun. I love talking about this series because there's just so many things in it that are just so well written. And I just think she's an amazing author, honestly.
I think her world building is fantastic.
Yes.
I could never. I mean, okay, yeah, give a couple main characters, but then their backstories, their histories, their where they're coming from and all the different worlds and lands. And
it's incredible.
A war.
It's incredible. It is absolutely incredible.
And what I love about a book is when I can picture it immediately.
Yes.
Like when we were talking
about – movies playing in my head.
Yes. When we were talking about Fourth Wing, it was jumbled for me and I couldn't really picture it. This one I pictured every single thing.
Yeah. The way she's able to just build a setting and a world for you and you can see it perfectly in your head. It's amazing.
No, it's super fun.
Hats off to Sarah J. Maas.
I know. I love a good book.
Wait, what did you rate the last one?
Oh, I didn't. Off the top of my head.
I didn't.
I'm going to have to give it a 6. Okay.
That's a lot better than this one. You're 1.5.
I don't like it.
Dead.
I didn't like it. No, I'm probably about a 6 just because I really couldn't stand Nesta. And I understand trauma. Let me take that back. I don't understand trauma. So I don't understand how could she be so whiny and
you
shit like
that. You don't understand. Oh, because
well, I've never had that type of trauma and I've never gone through something like that.
Well, no,
and
I don't think any of us have.
Well, no, but there's probably some people that can relate to
their dad dying kind of thing.
Yeah. And just processing it differently. And there's so much different types of trauma and stuff. And so being recluse and cutting off everybody is probably super normal, but like to me, it's not. And so I was like, this bitch is whiny
whiny.
Like, stop. Just like move on.
Problems.
Like, but so like, I guess it's because probably couldn't relate a little bit and I just found it annoying.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
So you've had a nice cushy life and you can't relate to somebody with trauma.
Bitch. You way to twist the words.
But I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I mean, I'm good too.
I'm good. I just enjoy her.
No, I know. I think it's good. And then the last book, I like the ending better.
Oh, the ending was great.
The ending was
great. Part 3 was great.
Yes. I loved the Blood Rite. Thought that was such a twist. I wasn't expecting them to be taken in the middle of the night.
No, they're having a nice little sleepover. And then they wake up and they're like in their PJs in the middle of a field with all these other
people that are trying to kill
men.
Them.
And they're screwed because they're in like little flimsy nightgowns.
I know.
Sucks.
It does
that
suck.
That would suck so bad.
I know. So it's just like that was really cool. I liked that. I liked I don't know. I just – it was intriguing a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it kept me up. It's not my favorite
book. So you gave it a 6?
Yeah, because it's
gave
not
it a
my
7
favorite.
And a
half. Yeah.
It's not my favorite, but I enjoyed it, especially because like I wasn't happy when I realized that this whole book was going to be Nesta and Cassian the first time I read it.
Me too.
I remember texting you being like, what the fuck?
I know.
Do not want to read this.
Somebody told me that this book was just Nesta and Cassian. And I was like,
well, you didn't tell me. And
I know. I didn't tell you anything because I was like, I can't give anything away. And then the third book, I was reading it and I was like, okay, they're wrapping it up like a bow. What the fuck? And then I was like, all right. And then this one, I was like, what happened? And then this one was I knew it was all about Nesta and Cassian and I was like, what?
Yeah, I wasn't too happy with it. It took me basically through part one to really get into it. But then I started enjoying it. I was like, oh, she's made friends.
Yeah, same.
Like she's hunting stuff.
Yeah, there's other little parts that I liked, and then there's parts that I didn't.
Part one sucked. Part two and three, I liked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Agreed. Who'd you kill off in that one?
Oh, one of the girls. Let's see.
You're good.
Gwen.
No. No. I think Gwen and Asriel are going to end up together.
But see, let's kill her off, and then Az and...
You want to kill off both of them?
Az can fight for Elaine. There you go.
No, I think Elaine shouldn't end up with Lucien.
Well, of course, but like that's too easy. But then like if that's her mate, right?
Well, I mean, they have talked about people like disregarding the mating bond.
I know.
Like,
how I don't want to do that. How does that even work? And I am sorry, but also the mating bond. Let me just say this for one little second, is that I don't really understand Cassian and Elaine. It's not like the first time he saw
Cassian and Nesta.
Cassian and Nesta. It's the first time he saw Nesta wasn't like, oh, you're my mate.
Well, she was human, but he was intrigued by her. If you remember her being, he was like staring at her in their father's house. He was like, what is up with this lady? And Pharaoh was like, oh, if Cassian and Nesta ever got together, that would be interesting.
I just feel like the mating bond was so strong between Rhys and Pharaoh, and that was the whole point of introducing Faye and like the mating bond, and it was so crazy. And then you have like, you have Lucien, who immediately was like, oh my God, my mate. And
yeah,
then
that was weird. And then, I didn't like that.
Yeah. And then here's Cassian kind of like, I guess you're
you
my
get
mate.
A bat boy. You get a bat boy. You get a bat boy. It reminds me of Oprah.
Yeah.
And you get a high lord. And you get like, a bat boy.
What? Why is everybody just like mating off all of a sudden?
Well, because that's what people want. You know, give the people what they want. Exactly. Exactly.
You get so me. Funny. I just. Little cheese of like
a little cheese. Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Throw someone new in there. Maybe he's mated with Gwen. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why does it have to be somebody that's like a mate?
Yeah. Well, that's what
Let's
I want.
Mate
I want
all the characters together.
I want Asriel and Gwen to be together, Lucien and Elaine, but I want Lucien and Elaine to go take the day court because you know, I want Hellion to die. And then
that's funny.
Lucien's his
heir. Or you're like, yeah. He takes over.
That's what I want. Oh. I think that's what should happen in the sixth book. Sarah, text me. We'll figure it out.
Probably already written it. Yeah, but it's
I
know. Fine.
Oh, I think she's in the midst of writing it or almost done.
I think she's probably almost done.
Because we're about to get it. I think I'm guesstimating.
Every
summer.
Time a book comes out, it's already been a long time before. Right.
And so, she said multiple times that she tries to plan these books years in advance. So that they all connect. Which it's thank crazy. You for it.
So I know we've kind of like roller coasted through this and in and out, but it's been super fun to talk about.
Super fun. This was the most fun. Next up, we're doing our husband talk. This will be interesting.
This is going to be so funny. We're going to have both of our husbands in here, and we're going to have some wine, some beer probably.
Yeah, where's the Miller Lite?
Yeah.
What did Scott call it? Beers and...
Oh, brews and books or something? Beers
I don't
and books?
Know. It was funny. Though.
I don't know. We're going to rename our podcast just for like that one little episode. Mm-hmm. It's going to be super funny. And we're going to talk about stuff that guys want to maybe read or mm-hmm. even sports kind of. We're going to throw in some fun stuff. And
I actually read this series or the first two to my husband. So we're going to talk about that, how he enjoyed me reading that to him. That was an interesting few couple
I
days.
Can't wait to listen to him, what he thinks about. Even
so
the characters.
His little tidbit of it. But yeah, we're excited for that. And then
that'll be fun.
Next up on the books is Things We Never Got Over.
Yes.
Yes.
By Lucy Score, right?
Yeah, it should be right there.
Yes, Lucy Score. Okay, guys. I love this book. So great. We cannot wait to talk to you about it. And so that is next on our list.
Right. Okay. So I think that's all we have for today. As always, thank you guys for joining us. We appreciate all of y'all so much.
Yes.
We do this for ourselves, but we couldn't do this without you as
well. Thank you guys for commenting and giving some input on like what we should do, what you want to hear, because we're happy to talk about it.
Would love to.
Absolutely. And follow us on all the socials and
all
listen to Spotify and
Apple Podcast, I think is it?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. All right. Until next time, guys. I'm Sophia.
I'm Haley.
Bye.
Bye.